This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was young, in his younger days, he was taken care of by Halima Sa'diya. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Khadija radiallahu anha, Halima Sa'diya, she came to Mecca. She came to Mecca, and when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw her, of course he remembers his time when he was just a toddler in the desert, and how she was the one that took care of.
Just the fact that Khadija radhiyallahu anha hears the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Ummi, ummi, oh mother, mother."
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls, of course, Halima and Sa'diya mother. She is the one that breastfed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very, very, very young. And of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking, "How are things going? What's going on? How's everybody? How is everyone doing? And how are things going? In other words, how's the family?" And so she said, "You know, in that particular time there was a drought. You know, in Arabia, when there is a drought, you know, when it rains, that's when." The valleys, you know, you see the vegetation grow very quickly, and it shrivels up, and then of course the animals eat from the vegetation that grows in the desert and the valley. So there had been a very, very extreme drought, to the point where, of course, if you don't have enough food for the animals start dying, right? And if the animals don't have anything to eat, also you don't have enough milk. Also, and so they were going through a lot of difficulties, and this is what, you know, the Prophet was asking her, "What's going on? You know, how are things going?" She said, "Yeah, things are a little bit tough nowadays, right?" And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks to her, and then Khadija radiallahu anha hears about it also. Khadija loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love the Khadija radiallahu anha very, very much. Every time the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anything that would make the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy, she would do it. She would do it happily, because she loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. And so when she hears about Halima going through difficulties in the desert, and you know, with everything that's going on in the past months and years, Khadija radiallahu anha, she sends with her 40 sheep and 40 camels. She said, "Take this back to the desert for you. It's for you." Khadija radiallahu anha gave it to her because of her love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like, this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's foster mother. And of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remembers how she used to take care of him also. So to please the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing her in that difficult situation, she gave so much. She gave so much, and she was very, very generous, very kind, and very generous to give someone 40 sheep and camels. That's a lot. You have to understand, it's not a little bit. Right, because just one or two, okay, you might say, "Okay, give her three," right? 40. Like, that's like a whole flock. That's like a whole business. You're giving someone a whole business, not just sadaqah right here. Like, okay, this is enough for you to take care of you for your whole lifetime. That's how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with Khadija, and that's how much Khadija also loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, when Khadija radiallahu anhu was given Zayd ibn Haritha, because he was a slave, and he was given to her by either her cousin or her uncle. And he was given, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given sort of, Khadija was given. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Zayd ibn Haritha, and he loved him very much. And he says, do you like him? He says, "You can have him." And then when she gave Zayd to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
The Messenger of Allah freed him right away. Freed him, and of course, freed him and then took care of him. Made him his own son. And so he adopted him. And of course, we mentioned already that the Prophet ﷺ was given, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ had all his children from Khadija radiallahu anha. And when the Messenger of Allah ﷺ first received revelation, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ came back and he was scared. Why? Because he didn't know what was happening. You know, in Hira, Ghar al-Hira, he did not know what happened. He had no idea what was going on because Jibreel came and he squeezed him so hard. Imagine you're by yourself. You know, for us, when we see shadows, like, we get so scared. Imagine you're by yourself in the mountain, a cave, right? In a cave. If you see just some types of shadow, you probably have goosebumps all over you already. Imagine someone squeezing you and you don't see them. How much more would you be afraid? And so the Prophet ﷺ was scared. He says, Zamiluni, Zamiluni, Dathiruni, Dathiruni. He came running home. And he said, Ya Khadija, laqad khashitu ala nafsi. He said, Oh Khadija, I'm afraid for myself. Like, I'm afraid something's happened to me, or something will happen to me. And he's afraid. He's afraid for himself, and he's afraid something or someone has tried to hurt him. Why? Because he was squeezed so hard. And this was when he first received revelation. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And Khadija radiallahu anha, she sees her husband in this state. And she says her famous words. She says, Kalla wallahi. Nay, by Allah. Kalla wallahi. La yukhzik Allahu abada. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never humiliate you. He would never humiliate you or degrade you. I mean, this is not something that's happening, that which is happening to you is not something like, it's not something psychological or jinn or anything like that. No. You are a person. Things like that would never happen to you. Allah would never humiliate you and degrade you. Wallahi, la yukhzik Allahu abada. Innaka latasil rahim. Innaka latasil rahim. You enjoin relations. You're someone who enjoins relations. وَتَسْتُقُ الْحَدِيثِ. And you speak the truth. You're always truthful. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْبِ. And you're always there for those, you know, you're always taking responsibilities and taking care of those who are in need. وَتُكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. And those, the poor and the impoverished, you help them. وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. And you're hospitable to your guests. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبَ الْحَقَّ. And you always help people when they're in trouble. And you're always there for someone when they're in trouble. What does that mean? That Allah will take care of you. That Allah, she also knows. She says, someone like you, there's someone of that character, someone like that, Allah would never humiliate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate people like that. And she knows that. She says this. Why did she say these words? To calm her husband down also, and also it shows us how, what kind of person the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. That she herself also, she had these noble qualities, but someone like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was even greater in those noble qualities. That someone, Khadija radhiyallahu was very generous. Allah gave her a lot. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was generous and kind, hospitable. He was always helpful. He was the best that Mecca had. The best. The most trustworthy, the most truthful of anyone. So she, hearing what the Prophet ﷺ had said, she asks her, some of the scholars mentioned her cousin, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, and she asks him about what had happened. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, is brought there, and he says, "Hadha an-namus alladhi nazala 'ala Musa." He says, "This is the same inspiration that came to Musa." In other words, this is something divine from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so she is doing all that she can to help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam realizes who he was and what he was sent to do, the first person to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi said, "Inna awwala man aslama min hadhihi al-umma Khadija bint Khuwaylid." The first person to believe in this ummah, the first person to believe was Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Ibn Athir says, Khadija awwalu khalqillah islaman bi ijma' al-muslimin. She's the first one to accept Islam of all the creations of Allah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called people to this message. He was given prophethood. She was the first one, by the consensus of all the Muslims, that she was the first. There's no dispute about it whatsoever. No dispute about it whatsoever. لَمْ يَتَقَدَّمَهَا رَجُلٌ وَلَمْرَأَ. No single man or woman accepted Islam before her. And so the Prophet ﷺ began. And of course, when he started calling people to Islam, he started getting people, people would make fun of him, of course. Even from the very beginning, people would make fun of him. They would call him names. They would harm him. All of the difficulties that he found outside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him peace inside the house with Khadija radiallahu anha. And that's why when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi comes home, one day he came home. The hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, Muslim. He comes home and Jibreel comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Muhammad, هذه خديجة قد أتتك بإناء فيه إدام وطعام وشراب. So this is Khadija. She's coming, she's bringing you, at this moment she's bringing you idam, which is like, you know, things you can, like broth that you can eat with, like bread and so forth, with ta'am and food and drinks for you right now. She's preparing, she's bringing it to you right now. Oh, Jibreel is telling the Prophet ﷺ when he comes home. And look, she's already ready to serve the Prophet ﷺ, bringing him food. And so Jibreel says, فَإِذَا هِيَ أَتَتْكَ فَقْرَ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامِ مِنْ رَبِّهَا وَمِنِّي. Allahu Akbar. He says, O Muhammad, Jibreel says to him, when she comes with that food and the drink, send her my salams. Send her salams from her Lord and from me. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salams to Khadija radiallahu anha, the Lord of the world, Lord of the heavens and the earth, sends salams to Khadija. And then in addition, a narration in Tabarani, in this same particular hadith, she says, Hu was salam, like he is the peace. Women was salam. And from him also, from Allah is the salam, is peace. Wa ala Jibreel salam. And I send salams on Jibreel also. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he says that, when she says this, Khadija also, Jibreel also says, Bashir Khadija, give her glad tidings, give her good news. So I give her this good news from Allah. Bashir Khadija bi baytin fil jannah min qasam. Give her glad tidings in paradise of a house in Jannah. A house in Jannah min qasam. From what? You know, from the pearls. From pearls. Like, you know how we like, what are houses that are expensive? Like, people like marble, right? The shiny white marble. What's the most shiny thing that's beautiful? Pearls. You'd never have enough material from pearls to make a house. right? Like that beauty. You know, people like marble because it's shiny and hard and beautiful. In paradise, the walls will be of that beauty, the pure pearls, and we can't even imagine how beautiful it is. And Allah, and then he says, "La sahaba fihi wa la nasab." You know what? In Jannah also, there's no turmoil and there's no tiredness. Why? Because she spends so much, and there's so much, so many. This person talking about the Prophet ﷺ, this person saying this, and also, but she's always trying to calm the Prophet ﷺ down. And he feels at peace. He can always find peace when he comes home. Right, with all of this, you know, when you know that there's so much turmoil outside, and you just want peace, right? And so Allah is sending glad tidings. You know what? You will have Jannah, house in Jannah. That there's none of this turmoil that's going on right now. All this chaos that's going on outside and all the difficulties and hardships. No more. And no more tiredness. Why? Because she spends so much at the service of Islam and the Muslims. And also to please her husband, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That she so well, she loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam likewise loved her so much. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, خير نسائها مريم بنت عمران, the best of the women. خير نسائها, meaning the best of the women in that time in their age, was Maryam bint Imran, Maryam, the daughter of Imran. وَخَيْرُ نِسَائِهَا خَدِيجَ بِنْتْ خُوَيْلٍ, and the best of the women, in others in this generation, is Khadija bint Khuwaylin. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he was with the companions. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, and he drew four lines, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Four lines. And he says, هَلْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا هَذَا? He said, do you guys know what this is? قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. They said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُ نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ أَرْبَعَ. So when he drew these four lines, right? These four lines, he said, the best of the women of this world are four. Four are the best of the women of this world. Maryam bint Imran. Maryam bint Imran. And Asiya bint Muzahim. Zawj Fir'aun. Maryam and Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. Wa Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Wa Fatima bint Muhammad. And Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the four who are the best of this world. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Khadija radiallahu anha passed away, كان إذا عائشة رضي الله عنها, she said, كان إذا ذبح الشاة, whenever he had meat, you know, this is a big deal, right? When you have meat in the household, whenever a sheep or a lamb was slaughtered, he said, أرسلوا إلى أصدقاء خديجة, take some of this meat and send to the friends of Khadija. Sons of Khadija. And of course Aisha is mentioning this, and she's a little bit jealous. Like, why Khadija? She's already passed away. But look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, faithful to Khadija in life and even after death, showing his love. He says, send this to her friends. Because whatever, and he was asked why. Inni la uhibbu habibaha, she said, and he says, I love that which she loves. So she loves her friends. I love them. So that's why the Prophet sends them also. Whatever Khadija likes, he likes that too. Like, so whatever your wife likes, you should like that also, right? And those whom you love that which they love also. And so he used to say, Inni ruziqtu hubbah. Inni ruziqtu hubbah. I was given this rizq. This is like you giving rizq, a gift. The gift of my love for her. And during the time of the Prophet, or you know, after, of course, after she, even after she passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to mention her so often. Used to mention her so often that Aisha radiallahu anha used to be. She was very beloved. Of course, the Prophet loved Aisha very much. But the Prophet would mention Khadija so much that she said that there was no one that I was jealous of amongst the wives of the Prophet except for Khadija radiallahu anha. And so one day she says, Aisha, she says, didn't Allah give you someone better than someone whose old teeth falling down already? Right? So this is the jealousy from Aisha. And then the Prophet said, no. Like right away he says, no. مَا أَبْدَلَنِي اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مَا أَبْدَلَنِي اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا Allah never gave me anyone else in place of her better than her. قَدْ آمَنَتْ بِي قَدْ آمَنَتْ بِي وَكَفَرَ النَّاسِ She believed in me and the people rejected me. وَصَدَّقَنِي وَصَدَّقَتْنِي إِذْ كَذَبَنِي النَّاسِ And she believed in me when other people disbelieved in me. And she used to وَوَاسَتْنِي بِمَالِهَا إِذْ حَرَّمَنِي النَّاسِ And she used to help, she used to spend all her money, her wealth, all her wealth just to help me when other people didn't. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me children from her also when I couldn't have children for anyone else. No one else, none of the others, of course, except for Maria later on. Except for Maria later on, when he mentioned this, and Allah knows best, that you know, all these other wives that I had, they never had children from me. It was Khadija radiallahu anha that gave him all of his children also. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love Khadija radiallahu anha. And her status, of course, is very, very well known. Someone who's walking on the face of this earth, and Allah gives her salams personally, sends her salams. Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, Allah gives her glad tidings. It's not just from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel is sending a message from Allah to Khadija radiallahu anha. Like, you tell Khadija this, that Allah is sending a message to her. All this tiredness, everything that's going on, that when you have a house in Jannah, where you'll find peace, and you'll find happiness, and there will not be any more tiredness that you're going through right now. So Khadija radiallahu anha was very beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why when she passed away, it was very difficult for him. And he never, as I mentioned before, he didn't marry anyone. While he was married to Khadija, he didn't marry anyone. Till after 50 years of age. Prophet ﷺ was very faithful to her. Why? Because look, she was always trying to please him. Also, whatever he liked, he wanted to give that to her. She wanted to give that to him. To the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter us the highest level in Jannah with the prophets and messengers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins and our shortcomings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of this world and the hereafter. Wa jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.